Back inside the studios here on KATE, I'm Nate Dickinson, joined over the phone by the head coach of Albert Lea Boys Hockey, Jason Fornwald. His team has its first matchup of the new year against Red Wing here tonight. And we're talking, Coach, about that, but also as well about what he's been doing over the break. You guys had the big tournament in Rochester over Christmas break, and you got to face off against some teams from all over, not just the state of Minnesota, but you got one from Wisconsin, another from North Dakota. Is there a difference in the styles of hockey that's noticeable at that tournament when you play teams that are from such a wide range?
It's one of those things where you go in there, and it's nice to see some teams from outside of our normal league and section. So we do enjoy the opportunity to play against those teams. But when it comes down to it, teams are wanting to compete, and it was a good experience for us.
What do you try to take away as a coach, just trying to learn about what your team's doing well and not well, and also just the wins and losses that you get away from there, just being that while this is something your team does every year, it also is something that's so different from the rest of the schedule?
You want to get that opportunity to get some games back-to-back. Our ultimate goal every year is to get to a state tournament, and we get to that point, we're going to have to play multiple games back-to-back. So I do like that tournament aspect because it does prepare us for that. And we did have we've had a real tough stretch with sickness and injury. But we had our third game against Rochester Glurts. We came and gave absolutely everything we had and had a real nice win. So it really told me something about these boys' character that I was really not necessarily certain about beforehand. And was very pleased with the effort.
You guys picked up the 6-2 win against Lourdes. That was your fourth straight game in a row just at the Graham Arena Complex. But also, you guys had not been at home at Albert Lea City Arena for almost a good month now until you start off the new year tonight against Red Wing. You mentioned kind of just injuries and illnesses that have plagued this team earlier in the year. What tolls did that road trip take on the squad as you went through that month of December?
I don't know that it was so much as the road other than just a stretch against some very talented physical teams. We had started off the trip with a tough game up in Minnesota River. The real tough loss in overtime that I thought that we deserved better in that game, but that's the way the puck bounces. Nice win against Winona. And then we went to a week there with some really tough competition with Century, Gentry Academy, and Mankato East, where three teams that are all ranked in the top 20 in the state. So, we went and battled hard, but again, the injuries kind of took their toll a little bit. But again, I'd rather be playing tough teams like that than blowing out teams. So it's good to push ourselves to be the best team we can be.
Coach, the flip side of having that big road trip would be that now you go the entire season only having to play two road games in a row once more. A lot of the rest of this regular season is going to be spent at home. How can that make it easier for your team as it tries to put the finishing touches on and really get ready for a postseason run?
Well, it provides us an opportunity to get a little bit more comfortable, I guess, in our home surroundings, in our home locker room. But at the same time, we just got to come out ready to play. I don't care where we're playing. We got to come ready to play every single game. Got to come with our focus. We're getting some guys back healthy now, getting some guys back that were sick. Exciting time of year to get back out of here. So looking forward to tonight's game.
Well, where you guys are playing, whether it be home or away, is a whole lot in the Big Nine right now. You're 3-2 on the season so far in the conference. And now that you turn into the new year, it really gets heavy into that Big Nine schedule. You had some teams against some more far out places to start the year, but now things really get concentrated in there. Where you stand right now at 3-2 in the conference with a couple of wins, a couple of tough losses as well, where do you feel like this team is viewed in the conference among everybody else in the Big Nine? And where do you feel like they can end up at the end of the year?
Hard to say what other people are viewing us as right now. I think the tough piece is we had a stretch of games that, again, we didn't play to our potential for whatever reason, I think, because, like I said, of injuries and illness. But I know inside of our locker room and our coaching staff that we feel like we can still beat anybody in our conference and in our section if we come ready to play and we play as we can as a unit. So very excited for essentially the second half of the season.
You guys have this kind of turning point now as the new year starts up. A month and a half left to go before you hit the postseason. What are some of those things that you want to do with the team and get better at before you hit that section tournament in the middle of February?
Well, we're still tinkering with line combinations. We've had some kids coming in and out, trying some different things. We're still tinkering to see what our best lineup can be. So I'd like to finalize that a little bit more here in the next month and see what we got as far as those combinations and what seems to be the best fit moving forward.
Is that something where, say, you don't have so many injuries and illnesses and things like that? Are you behind schedule there? When would you normally want to have kind of lines set down?
Well, ideally, you'd like to get into a flow very early in the season and recognize what your combinations are. But, you know, again, with some changes and some injuries, you know, things had to be adjusted a little bit. And we've had some guys playing some different positions, some guys from D to forward, forward to D, just trying to find that right combination. So as a group, the main thing is that we're coming to the rink every day ready to accept whatever role we're given and to make sure that we give 110% and do what we need to do to be successful with whatever role that is.
Tigers will be out on the rink tonight facing off against Red Wing to start off 2020 at the City Arena. Coach Jason Fornwald joining us over the phone to talk game plan. Thanks, as always, Coach, for taking the time to talk to us here on KATE Radio.
Thank you very much, Nate.